From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. There are three big reasons every ag employer should have a single COVID exposure control response plan in writing. Eric Kahn, attorney and chair of his firm's OSHA Workplace Safety Group, tells MilkBusiness.com, first, employees are scared, and having a written plan demonstrates you're taking this seriously. Second, having a plan helps your dealings with OSHA. And third, we're on the verge of a tidal wave of litigation, and having an effective and coherent plan will help your defense. September is a pivotal month to determine if industry pleas for more COVID-19 relief will be answered. That's according to United Fresh Produce Association's Robert Ginter, who tells thepacker.com, when you see what transpired over the last several weeks before the political conventions and that a COVID-19 package was not agreed to, that highlights September is a crucial month. He says the government is facing the prospect of a shutdown September 30th unless Congress and the administration agree on a spending package. Protein Industries Canada announced the development of new technology that specifically targets pests when spraying fields, increases efficiencies, and provides economic benefits. AgriMarketing.com reports the technology uses artificial intelligence to detect weeds and other pests while passing over a field. This is estimated to reduce pesticide use by up to 95% while maintaining crop yield, saving approximately $52 per acre per growing season. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.